on digital radio and in high definition sound online. It's now 11 o'clock and it's time for me to hand you on to Verity Sharp for tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Group Czaci Vorbach, musicians from Poland and the Ukraine, indulging in a traditional tune from Romania. And that's from their album called True Speech. Welcome to Late Junction. We've packed in lots tonight, including in about three quarters of an hour, a session from the wonderful singer and musical saw player Mara Carlisle, in collaboration with Aristazabel Hawkes from the Guillemots and also the jazz guitarist Dave Okumu. But for now, though, keeping things East European for a little longer, this is the voice of Hungary's Marta Sebastian and the flutes of the group Muzikash.
Çok az iyi.
Kieran Fallon and Katie English, collectively working under the name Little Bow, for this project, which is putting the flute centre stage. They've called the album The Edge Blown Aerophone, and I'll play another track from it a little bit later on. Here's the delicate sound of the thumb piano of Zimbabwe, the Umbira, as played by Kevin Nathaniel.
From there no more ever I spoke. My life is a candle and a wick. You can put it out, but you can't break it down. In the end, we are waiting to be let. There's hope in the air, there's hope in the water, but sadly not me, your last serving daughter. Friend is a friend forever, and a good one will never leave, never. But you've never been south of what rolls off your mouth. You will never understand ever. You speak minds handed down to you by the lies handed down by your truth. And your angels that dance at your will will mask your scrambling. Shortcomings and ignored your childish behavior. Laid a kiss on your head and before I left said, stay away from fleeting fair. There's hope in the air, there's hope in the water, but sadly not me, your lost serving daughter. Up your rope, Lord, sling it to me. If we are to battle, I must not be weak. And give us your strength, world, and your food and your water. Oh, I am your savior, your last serving daughter. There's hope in the air, there's hope in the water, but sadly not me, your last serving daughter. There's hope in the air, there's hope in the water, but no hope for me, your last serving daughter.
Laura Marling, who was quite rightly named Best Female Solo Artist at this year's Brit Awards. And that was the song Hope in the Air from her album I Speak Because I Can. She'll be doing an extensive tour of the UK in October. She's going to be playing in all sorts of cathedrals: Exeter, Guildford, Winchester, Bristol, Westminster, the list goes on. And she's calling the tour When the Bell Tolls. Do have a look at her website for the details. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
The music of Radiohead as reworked by pianist Christopher O'Reilly, Thinking About You, which was a song that they included, or the band included, on their debut album, Pablo Honey. Now, before a song from the Queen of English Chamber Folk, June Tabor, here is a man who also uses the piano as his medium, but employs far fewer notes to get his message across, as is his way. This is the music of Howard Skempton and one of three nocturnes played by Daniel Becker.
Farewell, Finisterre. Sleep away the afternoon. Just rocking with the tide. Drinking with ticket in my pocket, all the way from Port of Spain. and a warm wind from the Andes carried me again. Santander, the sky is falling, the tale we told each other has an end. Santander, do you hear me calling? You that never lost a friend. We look and look for gold, treasure buried in the sand. We had it long ago, before our wars began, when the world was green and early, and time was on our side. Before the storm got up to blow us far and wide, Santander, the sky is falling, the tale we told each other has an end. Santander, do you hear me calling? You never lost a friend. Farewell, Finisterre. Sleep away the afternoon. Just rocking with the tide. Drinking with the moon. Last night I turned the glasses over, and I drained the bottle dry. The moon stared out to sea all night, and so did I. Santander, the sky is falling, the tale we told each other has an end. Santander, hear me calling, you who never lost a friend, never lost a friend.
Finisterre by Ian Telfer. That's a name that you might know from the Oyster Band. And his song as sung by June Tabor as the opening track on her album Ashore. And I described her music as chamber folk, as she does have that wonderful cohesiveness with her band, players that she's been with for years. And I think you can hear that intimacy. They are Mark Emerson, Tim Harris, Hugh Warren, and Andy Cutting playing accordion. He was just providing a gentle bed of sound for that song. But he's a player whose nimble fingers move gracefully around many a tune. And at last he treated us to a solo album last year, offering up these kinds of high-calibre tunes. Andy Cutting, England's finest button accordion player, and that's a track from his self-titled solo album, which you'll find on Lane Records. If you like the details, do drop us a line, late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or write to us at BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A 1AA. The accordion plays a big part in the music of Madagascar too, where in Masakoro country, they're often cutting the reeds of the instrument to give it a more percussive effect. I guess it's what we know as preparing an instrument, but they actually use the word castrating. Only men are allowed to play, and the two here are Remenin and Renta Von, and this is dance music for an exorcism ceremony. ¶¶
sa saviave ni va tumash shadi sava nu be parache sa saviave nangilaran shadi sava nu be tapano saye ngita va kwaze inaye bangwabe aye nene mishana mana gilaran vitavu Shava mani batumash, vitarungu simikapa Sahaye ngitava kwaze, inaye bawabe Aye nene Uyande uyaba
Kishara batumash
Uyande
Thank you.
Well, I'm fairly sure that I played that track on the first ever edition of Late Junction that I presented, and still to this day, 11 years on, I'm not tired of it. It's the group Njava from Madagascar and a song that tells of full moons and young lovers. Well, we have a Late Junction session from Mara Carlisle, Aristaz Bellhawks and Dave Okumu coming up after this from the North Sea Radio Orchestra. And this is a piece on a similar theme. It's called Ring Moonlets. Ring Moonlets by the North Sea Radio Orchestra. It's the work of Craig Fortnum, and that's from the third album that they've released to date, called I Am Moon. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and our latest collaborative Late Junction session brought together Mara Carlisle, who's a classically trained singer and saw player. You may well remember her beautiful takes on the music of Purcell a few years ago, especially her singing of Dido's Lament. But on this occasion, we've teamed her up with the jazz guitarist Dave Okumu and also Aristazabel Hawks, who plays bass for the Guillemots. Nick Luscombe went along to the studio to listen in on the session, and the first to step up to the lead vocal mic was Aristarzabal.
Said to me, now it's 10 and I got somewhere to be. Oh, I waited 5 hours for my love to see, but you can't keep me waiting or my heart'll start hating. No, I don't care for excuses, see, I've been around the block enough to know what I need. Yeah, my time's too precious to be idle and free. But you forgot some things, so you gotta go back. Then the next text I receive is 30 minutes later. This shit I don't believe. Now you're walking to my house very slowly. You'll probably buy a bag of weed and cop a cup of tea.
So that was Waiting Again from Aristarzabal Hawkes. Tell us about that track. The first time you sang kind of live, right, on a track?
Yeah. I wrote it about a year ago about some people in my life. But, yeah, it's the first time I've sung it in front of anyone, really, outside my bedroom. You know, in front of Mara and Dave. It was quite a nerve-wracking experience, but they are very supportive and it was very fun. And
I think everyone enjoyed it.
I was really excited about playing it because the recording that I've heard of it, it's just the coolest thing. Arista's vocal, it has this kind of amazing kind of Shangri-La's kind of style to it. It's so cool and it's really, the beats are really heavy in the recorded version.
Yeah.
So, but we were really lucky that because we're at Maida Vale, there just happened to be some timpani lying around, as you do. And so we got Dave Kumu to bash the life out of them. And I think it sounds pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So, Mara, how did you kind of get everybody together in the first place for this session today?
I've known both Arista and Dave for a number of years, actually. And as well as being musicians that I admire, they are also good friends of mine. We've made music together, I guess, in various ways, but not as such a kind of focused collaboration. And we've probably done things in a little more spontaneous style, late night somewhere, perhaps. Or so, yeah, it was wonderful to be able to get the chance to to kind of bring us all together and have a think about what interesting tunes we could do. I think we've chosen some quite different music, actually. I think all the tracks are going to sound quite different.
Yeah, absolutely. But you've got the beautiful kind of vibes from the studio itself, which
the
is obviously
vibes are beautiful.
Reflected in the music. It sounds great. So, Dave Okumu from The Invisible, do you want to tell us about The Stain?
Yeah, sure. The Stain is one of my songs, and it's going to be on our next record, Invisible's next record. I wrote it a while ago, and something I find a lot with songs is that you kind of might be writing about something specific, like Arista said, like a person in your life, but I find they often take on a lot of different meanings, even if you're focusing on one thing. But I suppose if I had to say what that song was about, which I'm slightly loath to do, but I would say it's about acceptance. And I just had this image of a stain spreading, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, you can look at ink on blotting paper and it can be very beautiful. And I think we have a tendency to self-edit and try and make everything perfect, and I'm slightly opposed to that. I like imperfection, so that's kind of what that song's about, in a way.
Mm-hmm. The only thing So that was The Stain, part of the Late Junction session here on Radio 3. Tell us about the instrumentation on that track, because it featured the auto harp right on there.
Yeah, we brought all sorts of things along with us today, didn't we, Dave? Yeah. And the auto harp seemed to be an obvious choice to create a bit of, I think it was texture that you were looking for, is that right, Dave?
Yeah, it's just such a magical instrument, and I love things that kind of sparkle and shimmer, and it's definitely got that quality. And there's a sort of effect that I wanted to get on that song of just something beautiful, but kind of like maybe sometimes going a little bit wrong. And the auto harp combined with Mara Carlisle managed to sort of generate that really elusive quality that I've been looking for. I wish our album had that now.
Yeah. But there's lots of other things that, as well as all the things we brought along with us because we're in Motivale, there's so many amazing things like Celeste that we're playing, and Dave was playing some beautiful roads. I think Arista was playing some Celeste as well.
Does it feel like a bit of a playground being in here? Because looking at all the kind of mics you've got and all the bits of equipment, and timpanis, obviously, we mentioned.
Exactly like that. Yeah, like a playground. It's
great.
A lot of fun.
I'm going to try and hide in a cupboard so I can stay here overnight.
Play all night.
Make the third invisible record between the hours of 8 p.m. and 1 a.m.
Okay, so next track, a PJ Harvey cover of One Line. Why did you pick this one?
That's my fault. I'm just completely obsessed with that song, and I think it's such an incredible song, and I think it's a really incredible album, and PJ Harvey's an incredible artist, and I know she's not massively fond of that record, but it was kind of my way into her world, and I find that song incredibly moving. It's so simple, but kind of really sophisticated in a way, and I just think it's beautiful and everything about it works.
Yeah, this is One Line.
Do you remember the first kiss? Stars shooting across the sky. Such a place as this, you never left my mind. I'm watching from the streets we find. This world all gone to war. All I need is you tonight. And I draw a line to your heart today, to your heart from mine. One line to keep us safe sun, all through the circling years. You were the only one who could have brought me here.
And I draw a line to your heart today, heart from mine, one line to keep us safe, and I draw a
Late Junction collaboration session, and that track, One Line, originally by PJ Harvey. So how did you feel playing that? Did you, because these sessions are done pretty quickly, aren't they? That you have to kind of get them done and move on. I mean, how was the whole recording process?
It was relatively straightforward, I would say, which is kind of a testament to a great song, I think. It kind of will just work because it's so well constructed. And yeah, I think you can always learn something from that. I certainly feel as a writer I've got a lot to learn about that. So, yeah, it was really, really pleasurable.
Testament also to the great musicians.
Of course, yeah. How could I forget?
I think I played some quite solid ukulele two notes.
I've never known anyone to make just such a bold statement with two notes. I'd like to thank you for that.
Oh, I would say Arista was holding things down.
I just really enjoyed, yeah, like Dave says, just so simple, works, just really moving as well.
I was playing the part of Tom York in that.
Right, he's on the original.
In the original, he's doing the kind of slightly wailing backing vocals. But I hope I filled his shoes appropriately.
Sounded great. Sounded really good. So we've got one more track, which is from your new album, Ara.
This is a song called Away With These Self-Loving Lads. That is an arrangement I did of a 16th century John Dowland song that I loved anyway, but particularly the something about the words had something of a resonance, I think, at the time of writing. Away with these self-loving lads whom Cupid's arrow never glads. And then I was also really in love with this Dr. Dre song by Truth Hurts, and so I wanted to capture something of that. Also, bit of a weird combo, but I think it works. Although that's not necessarily so evident in this recording of it, which we've done a slightly different arrangement. But these guys did a beautiful job. I was particularly happy to get them singing. Actually, my little backing vocals.
Is that what it's called?
Also, a nice bit of soul action as well.
Yes.
And the track also features some nice finger clicks. Is that on the recorded version on the album?
The finger clicks feature heavily on the record.
Right.
In fact, they were the first. I think they were the first thing that we laid down, apart from that and a thousand different medieval flute parts and all sorts.
Are you saying finger clicks are the backbone of your entire album?
Is it essentially certainly of that tune? Yeah. Okay.
So what I've learned today is...
I'm really glad we clarified that.
So I've learned today there's a new Invisible album on its way, right? When can we expect?
We're kind of loosely aiming for the first quarter of next year, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all done. It's really exciting. We're just learning how to play it live at the moment. So.
All right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've had sneaky peeks.
You have?
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. It's a thing of wonder.
Thanks.
Right. Yeah,
the
tenor's
fine. Across
tenor.
The table. It's great. Right.
Is that 10?
Yeah.
Sweet. Accessible, your album. I mean, we got a little preview of that. I mean, is that going to be an album? Is that something?
I mean, it would be a dream come true to make an album one day. But I'm hopefully going to do it at the end of this year or next year, whenever there's time, really. So it's very exciting.
And then, Mara, of course, your album. It's made it through.
Yes.
It's been quite emotional.
It's been a bit of a mission, actually.
Mission, yeah. You're pleased with it and you're happy with
I'm really happy with it. Yeah, I mean, I finished it 4 years ago and it's taken various kind of life things and unfortunate record industry things have happened that have conspired to keep it from being released, but not anymore. It's coming out in a few weeks.
All the best with that. Thanks again to everybody for taking part in this session. It's been incredible. Dave Okumu from The Invisible, Aristazabal Hawkes, you might know from the Guillemots, right? And yep. Then Mara Carlisle. Thank you very much. Final track, Away With These Self-Loving Lads.
Doth either good or ill decree? Desert is born out on his bow. Reward upon his feet the they that have not known.
Mara Carlisle, Aristazabel Hawkes and Dave Okumu in an exclusive session recorded especially for Lake Junction. And that was a song by Mara called Away With These Self-Loving Lads. And that is now available for your downloading pleasure. Just go to the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website and you'll be able to download it as a podcast from there. The address, as ever, is bbc.co.uk/radio3/Lake Junction. That creative trio, we're talking to Nick Luscombe, and he's going to be in the Lake Junction presenter's chair for the next fortnight. So do tune in to his programmes. They start on Tuesday. For tonight, though, you are listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And this is Paramel 5A by Stephen Montague, as played by Philip Mead. Thank you. Paramal 5A by Stephen Montagu, a piece that he describes as a virtuoso toccata, superbly played there by Philip Mead. Well, I guess that's one take on so-called minimalism, but then Howard Skempton's music might be even truer to the word. Here's a piece of his called Starlight that takes just over a minute to say all it has to say.
Felegek, Somogy megye felől. Sokat gondolkoztam a soraim felől. Sokat gondolkoztam még annak előtte. Sorsom el vagyon rendelve. Sokat gondolkoztam a régi atyákról, e világon való sok bujdosásinkról. E világon való sok bujdosásinkról. Thank you.
Little Bo, remixed by Plinth. Little Bo are Kieran Fellon and Katie English, both of whom rank the flute highly in the battery of instruments that they play. And they're involved in all sorts of groups like the Orla Wren Collective and also State River Widening and the Owl Service. Musicians with an ear for detail, that is for sure. Before that, you heard Marta Chabestian and a piece that translates as Dark Winds Come. Just sticking with the flute, the Irish wooden flute has to be one of my favourites, and it's played with particular fluidity here by Páda O'Loughlin alongside the fiddler Aggie White.
Thank you.
There's a cheeky way to finish. That's fiddler Mike Vass and the guitarist Dave Wood and a set of tunes called MSR, which is on their album Wait What. And those two are key players in the Scottish band Malinky. All details of everything that we play on this programme are on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And of course, don't forget, you can listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Well, in a moment, a track from Great Waitress, who are an experimental trio from Sydney. After this song that translates as Farewell, My Friend, and it's by Denmark's Karen Mosa.
Farvel, min ven. Farvel, min ungdomsglæde. Farvel, du som mit unge hjerte har. Det var med dig, jeg tænkte her at leve. Det var med dig, jeg tænkte her at dø. Men hvorfor bad du om mit unge hjerte og bad mig om at elske dig? Og hvorfor var din kærlighed ej ægte? Og hvorfor var du så utro mod mig? Jeg følte mig så lykkelig ved din side. Jeg tænkte ej på falskhed eller svig. For inden du bedrog mit unge hjerte, som du så troløs ved har. Tak for hver gang du kærligt mig omfavnede. Tak for hvert kys du trykkede mod min mund. Og disse kys, dem giver jeg ej tilbage. Du har vel flere til den du elsker nu. Thank you.
really seeing the real. Describing the exact actuality of what it is you see. Or what it is you seem to see. You really seem to see the real. The exact and actual reality of the real in things you seem to see. The real thing. And no other voice or paint in this, but just the thing you see. The thing you see is the real in things. What you see is what seems. The reals of this seem to mean the real in things. While real runs out and seems to reach the real as it runs. No dry run. The real is done.
The music of Brian Eno and the words of Rick Holland, a track called The Real from Eno and Holland's album Drums Between the Bells. That was recently released by Warp, and before it you heard Great Waitress and a track called Grain. Do get in touch if you'd like the details, or indeed you have suggestions for this programme. They are always gratefully received. Our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or you can write to us at BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A 1AA. And as a final offering this week, I thought that we'd hear Thomas Tallis's glorious 40-part motet, Spem in Allium. We asked around for votes as to which we thought was the best recording, and we've settled on this one. It's a fairly recent recording by E. Fagiolini, where they not only amass the voices, but also divide those 40 parts between sackbuts, cornets and viols. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening tonight. Do join Nick Luscombe for Late Junction on Tuesday. Good night.
Thank you.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night. Subversive, even anarchic humour's the name of the game in the first 2 hours this morning. The concert given by the Espierre Ensemble from Denmark and mezzo-soprano Helena Gieris is mainly cabaret music from Berlin from the 30s and earlier by Friedrich Hollander, Kurt Weill and others. While as interludes we'll be hearing the Haydn Symphony with the nickname The Absent-Minded or Distracted Person and Kodály's suite depicting the exaggerated exploits of a Hungarian soldier fighting for the Habsburg Emperor. But first, here's the Espierre Ensemble with Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks, Einmal Anders, somewhat different.
Thank you.
Richard Strauss's Till Eulenspiegel, condensed for just 5 instruments by a little-known Viennese professor called Franz Hasenöhl, who could just have been Strauss himself. That was the SBR Ensemble, directed by Jörn Lauritsen. Now mezzo-soprano Helena Gieris sashays through the glitter curtain for the first of her cabaret songs, 3 by Friedrich Hollander, who, like many of his Jewish colleagues, was forced to flee Germany in the 1930s. The first one's Children This Evening, then I Don't Know Who I Belong To, and lastly, The Kleptomaniac.
Nicht in welchen, ob er Geld hat, ist mir gleich, denn mich macht die Liebe reich. Kinder, heut Abend, da such ich mir was aus, einen Mann, einen richtigen Mann. Kinder, die Jungs hängen mir schon zum Halse raus, einen Mann, einen richtigen Mann. Einen Mann, dem das Herz noch in Liebe glüht, einen Mann, dem das Feuer aus den Augen sprüht. Kurz, einen Mann, der mich küssen will und kann, einen Mann, einen richtigen Mann. Männer gibt es dünn und dick, groß und klein und kräftig, andere wieder schön und schick, schüchtern oder heftig. Wie er aussieht, mir egal, irgendeinen trifft die Wahl. Kinder, heut Abend, da such ich mir was aus, einen Mann, einen richtigen Mann. Kinder, die Jungs hängen mir schon zum Hals heraus, einen Mann, einen richtigen Mann. Einen Mann, dem das Herz noch in Liebe glüht, einen Mann, dem das Feuer aus den Augen sprüht. Kurz, einen Mann, der mich küssen will und kann, einen Mann, einen richtigen Mann. Noch in Liebe glüht, einen Mann, dem das Feuer aus den Augen sprüht. Kurz, einen Mann, der mich küssen will und kann, einen Mann, einen richtigen Mann. Treue, lächle ich nur vor mich hin. Liebe ist ewig das Neue, Treue macht gar keinen Sinn. Heute schon ist mir entschwunden, was ich noch gestern besaß. Liebe macht selige Stunden, Treue macht gar keinen Spaß. Ich weiß nicht, zu wem ich gehöre, ich bin doch zu schade für einen allein. Wenn ich jetzt grad dir Treue schwöre, wird wieder ein anderer ganz unglücklich sein. Ja, soll denn etwas so Schönes nur einen gefallen? Die Sonne, die Sterne gehören doch auch allen. Ich weiß nicht, zu wem ich gehöre. Ich glaube, ich gehöre nur mir ganz allein. Kräftiger zu. Wenn ich den richtigen fände, bringt er mir auch keine Ruhe. Bin ich bei einem geborgen, glücklich, zufrieden, ein anderer Morgen, jetzt grad dir treu schwöre, wird wieder ein anderer ganz unglücklich sein. Ja, soll denn etwas so Schönes nur einen gefallen? Die Sonne, die Sterne gehören doch auch allen. Ich weiß nicht, zu wem ich gehöre, ich glaube, ich gehöre nur mir ganz allein. So erregt, lag was da, was einer achtlos hingelegt. Immer gab's mir durch den Körper einen Riss, und dann stahl ich einmal das und einmal dis. Ach, ich stahl schon meinem Vater das Gebiss. Ja, ich stahl ohne Wahl, ganz egal. Ja, ich stahl und stahl und war es älter Stahl. Ob ich's brauchen konnte, fiel nicht ins Gewicht. Ich stahl auch Busenhalter, was er für mich spricht. Denn damals hatte ich noch keinen Busen nicht. Das macht mir ein Gefühl, ich kann's nicht sagen. Im Magen, im Magen, im Magen. Ach, wie mich das aufregt. Ach, wie mich das aufregt. Ach, ich kann's nicht sehen, wenn wo was stehen. Ich muss es haben, 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 haben. Und was ich mause, kaum hab ich's zu Hause, wird mein Kopf so dumpf und leer, ich bin gar nicht ziemlich mehr, und ich schmeiß den ganzen Dreck weg, weg, weg. Kurz, es treibt mich was zu klauen mit Gewalt, selbst vor Wegsteinflügeln mache ich nicht Halt. Ach, wie süß, wenn ich erwischt werd mit dem Mann, und ich brauch auch nicht zur angeklagten Bank. Denn ich bin ja verrückt, Gott sei Dank. Nach jeder Zuckerzange, die mich nicht gehört, werde ich vor blinder Leidenschaft verzehrt. Geht ne Frau wo und es hängt ein Gatte dran, sag ich gleich, gnädige Frau, ich flehe sie an. Ach, verstecken sie ihren Mann. Denn mir zuckt so wieder nach, wie soll ich sagen? Im Magen, im Magen, im Magen. Ach, wie der mich aufregt. Ach, wie der mich aufregt. Ach, ich kann's nicht sehen, wenn wo was stehen. Ich muss es haben, 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 haben. Ach, und was ich mause, kaum hab ich zu Hause. Wird mein Kopf so dumpf und leer, ich bin gar nicht ziemlich mehr, und ich schmeiß den ganzen Dreck weg, weg, weg.
Helena Gueris with three songs by Friedrich Holländer, ending with The Kleptomaniac. Holländer's most famous for Falling in Love Again, which Marlene Dietrich sang in the film The Blue Angel. In his Hollywood days, he wrote scores for several more films she starred in too. Well, more from the cabaret in about 35 minutes, and in the meantime, a Haydn symphony based on incidental music for a play about a man so absent-minded he has to tie a knot in his cravat to remind him to turn up for his own wedding. There are six movements in this Haydn symphony Il Distrato.
Thank you. Thank you.